VOA News. The United States says it will impose sanctions on Russia later this month for using a chemical agent. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The State Department says Russia violated international law by using a chemical weapon, pointing to Moscow's use of a nerve agent in a bid to kill a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The UK says Russia was behind the attack in March, which the Kremlin strongly denies. Two other British nationals with no ties to Russia have been poisoned since then by the same substance. The sanctions are due to take effect in about 2 weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wednesday, a senior State Department official said Russia could face another round of, quote, more draconian sanctions within 90 days unless it provides reliable assurances it is no longer using chemical or biological weapons. Late Wednesday, the British Foreign Office said it welcomes the U.S. sanctions. Russia has so far not reacted to the sanctions, but it has previously denied any involvement in any poisonings. The U.N. representative to the Mideast, Nikolai Mladenov, is urging Israel and Hamas to step back, quote, from the brink after both sides exchanged rocket fire on Wednesday. Militants fired around 70 rockets into Israel from Hamas-controlled Gaza. Israel responded with airstrikes, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding five others, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The violence came even while both sides expressed some optimism that a truce can be worked out to help avoid a fourth war between Israel and Hamas. Palestinians have held weekly protests along the Israeli-Gaza border since March, when Israel began preparations to mark its 70th anniversary as a country. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe opposition politician Tendai Biti has been denied asylum in Zambia after authorities in Zimbabwe briefly detained him as he tried to cross the border. Human Rights Watch reported the news in a tweet on Wednesday. It said Zambia is expected to send Biti and five others back to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe's main opposition party is hopeful it will win its challenge of election results, despite its claims that state security officials are targeting its members. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
The spokesman for the main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, told VOA Wednesday that many of its senior officials had gone into hiding, fearing arrests or abductions since the July 30th polls officially won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Despite what the opposition calls an operation targeting its members, it was still hopeful to be declared the winner of the election. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
World Health Organization and Congolese medical workers began vaccinating other health workers against the deadly Ebola virus on Wednesday. The health ministry says 43 people are believed to have been infected in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. 36 of them have died. More than 250,000 people in Yemen have been immunized against cholera, but the three-day oral cholera vaccination campaign between August 4th and 6th has fallen short of its mark by half. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 3,000 local health workers have reached 266,000 people above the age of one with oral cholera vaccine. This is about half of the 500,000 people WHO and partners had hoped to immunize against this deadly disease. The three-day campaign took place in two districts of Yemen's Hodeida city and one district in Ib Governorate. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Federal prosecutors on Wednesday filed insider trading charges against Republican Congressman Chris Collins. He was arrested and appeared Wednesday in federal court in Manhattan. The New York lawmaker was one of the first members of Congress to support then-candidate Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Collins has been charged with insider trading and lying to the FBI. Prosecutors allege that Collins leaked information to his son and his son's father-in-law about the failure of a drug produced by a biotech company that Collins had invested in. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.